1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump was back on the campaign trail in New Hampshire last night, drumming up support for a return to the White House.
On the CNN town hall, the former president was asked about many hot-button issues, including the debt ceiling. He says Republicans should hold firm on their demands.
I think the Democrats will absolutely cave.
He maintained he doesn't know columnist E. Jean Carroll.
I never met her. I have no idea who she is.
Who was awarded $5 million this week in a civil lawsuit against him. And when asked who he thinks will win Russia's war in Ukraine,
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has given an update on the BBC. He says his country isn't quite ready for a much talked about spring offensive against Russian forces.
In terms of equipment, not everything has arrived yet.
He says that if Ukraine goes forward right now, they would, quote, lose a lot of people. He calls that unacceptable. Here in the U.S., a big change is hours away at the southern border. The Trump-era COVID policy allowing migrants to be turned away expires, and the Biden administration is launching its own policy to crack down on illegal crossings. CBS's Jared Hill reports.
As people hope to enter the U.S., the Biden administration has put in place new rules aimed at curbing the numbers. Migrants are now required to prove they've applied for asylum online or through another country first. Violators face a 5-year ban from the U.S. and a felony charge.
A man suspected in the disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway in Aruba 18 years ago is being extradited to the U.S. Joran Vandersloot is currently serving a 28-year prison term, that is, in Peru for the murder of a college student in Lima. He'll face charges of extortion and wire fraud in this country. Holloway's body was never found. 89-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein's back in Washington for the first time in more than 2 years. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Her return to the Capitol in a wheelchair included a statement in which she said doctors have advised her to keep a lighter schedule in the short term as she continues to recover from shingles.
Democrats need Feinstein's vote to hold the party's majority and the Senate. The tables, or letters, were turned on a TV game show last night.
Well, Vanna, how you doing?
Vanna White was a contestant on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
We've had this habit for 40 years. You stand on my right. I've never seen your left side. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Host Pat Sajak's daughter subbed for Vanna.
Does it seem strange to see someone else at your puzzle?
It does. It does. But Maggie, I know you're going to do a great job.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to Oxfords or T-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with highs around 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 56. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 75. Overcast skies. 72 Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 64 Sunday, showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It is a new day, and we hope it's treating you good for this May 11th, 2023. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
Our head of production in here, so you know everything's going to sound real good. I'm on the
it's
board.
Magic.
Yeah, I'm on the board. Don't blame yourself for anything. No. We got fun things lined up for you today, everybody. It is going to be an interesting show because we're going to be doing some new stuff around here. Going to be trying some things out, experimenting with some stuff. We're looking forward to getting to more of that in a moment. Some of the stuff Seth and I are going to be hanging out with you doing today. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar in just a little bit. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later, we're going to get into you can put your pet on a billboard. All right.
Okay.
And my fur brother Sam will not stop talking about this. Once is 15 seconds of fame, man.
I hope it means a picture of your pet.
I hope so.
Not the actual pet.
That
sounds a little scary.
Seems rough on the pet.
Yeah,
not very fair to the pet.
No.
A little bit later in this hour, I want to get into a fun one with everybody. And I do mean everybody.
All right.
It's National Eat What You Want Day.
Okay.
I want to know what you guys would eat. If you could eat anything with no accountability, if you're allergic to something, you can have it. It's not going to give you an allergic reaction, like that. Seth and I are going to get into that after Melissa's news today. So you'll call up 424-2600. You know the number.
Mm-hmm.
Call up and join the conversation. We want to do more of that. We want to hear more from you. We're going to give you more opportunities to call in and talk with us.
Yeah.
Hang out on the show. Be a part of the show. That's what this is all about. We do local radio. Let's talk to some locals.
that's what we want to do. You're right. And we don't have to call for a long conversation.
No,
just call
up,
give us your answer, and then we can talk about it. It'll be fun.
We understand this early in the morning. We don't want to bug you before your coffee. So I'm not going to do it right away. I'm not going to start the show that way. We'll do it after Melissa's
into
news.
It, yeah.
Yeah. 8 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off with, of course, an update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that. We will also have in that hour Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's news, once again, I have something for you, audience. we're going to get into the smartest villains in movie history.
Ooh.
What I asked the audience, who's your favorite villain in movie history?
There you go. There you go.
I always thought that the villains, there's two big categories.
Mm-hmm.
There's the ones that are just, demonstrous. There's nothing redeemable about them. But dang, are they good at what they do.
Very good at it.
And then there's the ones that are they're sneaky charming. And you're like, you find, like, I think Silence of the Lambs is one of these great examples.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the biggest Jodie Foster fan in the world. Mm-hmm. I went through that whole movie loving Jodie Foster, rooting for Jodie Foster, all that stuff and everything. Anytime Anthony Hopkins was on the screen, I'm like, well, he is really cool, though. I mean, he's a very nice guy. Yeah. I'm not eating dinner with him.
Ew.
But, I mean, I could see sitting back having a glass of wine. No, I can't.
No, don't want to do that one either.
No. But this is what I mean. Like, Anthony Hopkins' role as a serial killer is very charming. He's that good of an actor.
That's right. Sean Bean, anytime he plays a villain,
absolutely.
He's very charming. Yeah.
Absolutely. One does not simply walk in. Even when he's doing that, like a simple line like that. Sean Bean, very underrated.
Yes.
So after Melissa's news in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be taking calls on that.
Nice.
Again, 424-2600. That is the number, everybody. Also want to get into, in the 8 o'clock hour, another one here. Where was that? I wanted to get into the weirdest question we've been asking ChatGPT.
Well, we being, the collective
the
term,
royal we. The we, yes. Isn't that how they put it? The royal we?
The royal we,
That phrase came from, the royal we. It's usually talking about commoners and stuff. Maybe it's just if it came from England, it's sarcastic. I guarantee
probably.
It.
Probably. Yeah, I think you're right.
I like to joke that my people, the Jews, we invented sarcasm. I'm not sure if that's true, though. I think that might have been England.
The British are very good at it. Yeah.
I wanted to get into a couple of things, other things this morning. 9 o'clock hour, of course, entertainment news. Then I write stories, good stories of the day. And the most important part of the day, possibly. Actually, it is. We got Madison coming in with our pet of the week in the 9 o'clock
hour. All right.
So we're looking forward to hanging out with Madison and our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society. Big shout out to Current Technology sponsoring the segment along with the Humane Society.
Yep.
Love our friends over at Current Technologies. Worked with them for years.
Mm-hmm.
We would send a good morning to them.
That's right.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good this morning.
Right on.
I've checked my fantasy baseball. Doing pretty good so far.
Yeah.
I'm still nervous, though.
You should be.
I should be nervous.
No.
There's not many games going on today, so I'm kind of a little nervous about today.
Seth and I are in a league with my dad, a couple other friends, and we're playing each other this week for the first time this season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming into this game undefeated. Seth is the highest
I think I have the most points,
team,
yeah.
Highest
right.
scoring
yeah.
team, and he's got about a 30-40 point lead on me right now. So I'm scraping the bit. If anybody has any fantasy baseball tips... You probably don't want to bother with
yeah,
me.
No.
You got better things to do with your time.
So
it is a fun.
It is fun though. Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What I do wrong though, because I've won in fantasy sports,
mm-hmm.
so I'm one of these guys. I don't think I would have been my dad as an athlete. I love the game. And mm-hmm. I love winning. But if I were to win a championship, I don't know if the hunger would stay the same. I really don't. I don't know because I've never been in that situation, so I have no idea how I react.
How would you feel about that, right?
But I know in some situations how mm-hmm. I feel about that stuff, and it's kind of like, well, I got an award in ninth grade, Bloodstone Award for Best in Prose.
Okay.
I don't have to win anything the rest of my life. It was so cool. It was such
felt
a big
so
deal
good.
To me.
Yeah, right.
It felt so good. And I honestly really don't care much about awards or any of that
yeah.
stuff. So it's just kind of like, anything
awesome.
I would win, I'd just give it to my mom and dad anyway.
Yeah, right.
So the idea of winning sounds really cool, sounds really awesome, and I would strive to do it. But once I do it, I don't know, you know, afterwards. I keep playing, of course, you know, and all that,
because
you love the game. But that's probably what would keep me playing, not the desire to win another championship
and
everything.
Top, yeah.
I noticed with my teams, I don't play video games anymore. So I basically treat fantasy sports like video
as
games.
Your video
I'm
game.
Just drafting the guys that I would play on Madden or MLB or something like that.
Well, it's not a bad way. It's worked so far this year, you know.
If I'm honest, I need something to do with my time. This is hard. As a surviving actor, you take every audition you can get. It doesn't matter if it is a ad for Depends or if it's an ad for a big blockbuster movie or something like
that.
Doesn't matter. Part of the conversations I've been having with members of the Writers Guild is, what are you guys looking at the Actors Guild to do? Because when there's been strikes before, it's been, well, this is our thing. You guys don't have to. We appreciate the camaraderie, mm-hmm. but you don't have to do this. We don't expect that. And to be clear, the actors are not striking, but you will see. I came inches close to being in a Zoom call with Mandy Patinkin yesterday.
Wow.
I don't care if he would have even looked at me, man. Like, that's Inigo Montoya. That's my guy. That's Chicago's own.
I was going to say, we're going to get to Chicago. I know he's
so
from
close.
Chicago.
I was so close. But I bring that up as an example of actors talking with other writers mm-hmm. and trying to, you know, show some solidarity.
Right.
We are, you know actors. You don't know most writers.
Right.
Us being on the front lines brings more attention to this
mm-hmm.
and so showing some solidarity. So I did have an audition lined up for today, mm-hmm. and I got my hair cut for it and everything like that. I was talking to these writers like, I don't feel good about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a project that's already written and isn't going to be filmed until the end of the year. Technically, I would not be crossing any picket lines
right.
or anything like
right.
that. Just don't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And I need every audition I can get,
mm-hmm.
but it just doesn't feel right. So I am not going to do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the only one that's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
So I, on one side, boy, if you're looking to audition, go for it, because there's nobody auditioning for that role.
Exactly.
You should have a pretty good odds.
Win by
it.
Default, right? Yeah.
But also, Seth, and I need to tell the audience this too. This is, and sometimes I think it's good to own these kind of things in life.
Mm-hmm.
I drastically overestimated the odds of me getting the new James Bond role because of my name. Drastically overestimated. Really felt like I could just walk into
just
the
walk
audition.
Walk right in, man.
My name's James. Come on. I should at least have a shoot, you know, at least get an audition because of that. You know, maybe they don't give me the role, but at least I get an audition because my name is James.
Yeah. You ever thought of changing your last name?
I'm thinking.
To Bond.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about
you
it.
You might get sued, though. I don't know.
They want to take a new, you know, angle on the James Bond roles
thing.
And
right,
everything
yeah,
and stuff.
Go.
There's been talks about it being an African-American. There's been talks about being a woman.
Woman, yeah.
Things like that. How about an Italian Jew?
Yeah.
Come on. With no way. I won't even do an English accent. Why? Come on, Costner can play Robin Hood and not use an English accent. Well, come on, I'll do James Bond. I'll talk like this. I'll even lean into the Chicago accent a little bit more.
The Midwestern Bond. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Shaking that stern. Actually, you know what? Just give it to me. Just give it. I don't care. Just give it to me. You know, get the ice out of there, by the way, while you're doing it. Just give me the. Do you got a beer? Got any Lineys back there? Hey, Lineys? You know.
Oh, man. That would almost be worth it just for that.
Actually, let's open this up right now. If anybody does want to call in 424-2600, yeah. Who do you want to see as the new James Bond? Do you have anybody in mind?
Boy, you know, I don't have anyone that like jumps to mind. I know Idris Elba has been tossed around a lot. I don't know if that's going to happen, because I haven't heard anything recently about, you know, whether or not he's even interested in the role or anything like that. But, gosh, I'm trying to think of any British or I guess it doesn't matter anymore if you're British or not.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
So I don't know.
I don't know much of his work. I know he was in that Bridgerton TV show, and I didn't watch that. Mm-hmm. But I had a friend of mine send me a clip of the Reggie Jean Page.
Wow.
He's in the new Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Oh, well, I haven't seen it yet.
He had like a small role in it or something like that. I haven't seen the movie, but a buddy of mine sent me a clip. And I saw the clip, and I immediately thought, that should be the new James Bond. I'm with you with Idris Elba. I'd love to see that. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite actors, and I think he'd be perfect for it. I'd like to see an older Bond again. I'd like to see somebody who like a more seasoned Bond again. But I also feel like they just did that with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
So, you know, knowing Hollywood, knowing the way they do these things, they're going to go in another direction. They're probably going to go younger and yes, probably ethnic English, something like that.
Yeah.
Reggie Jean Page fits all the barriers. He's like, makes all the marks. And I did not realize how darn talented the guy was.
Yes.
He is very talented. He is a good actor.
Extremely handsome, too. My goodness.
He's unfair handsome. Like, you know, there's other guys in the world, man. How are we supposed to compete with that?
You know, it's one of those things that you get a mixture of, you know, different ethnic groups in one person, and they just are beautiful people. So good looking.
Yeah, me aside, why would anybody ever think that, you know, sticking with races is the only way?
I know.
All the examples we have of beautiful people.
I'm telling
being
you.
Mixed. And as a side note, everybody's mixed. Everybody.
Yeah, we know it.
There's no quote unquote pure people out there anymore.
Take that out of here. We don't need that anymore. Yeah. There's no such thing.
So might as well lean into it, everybody. Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, I think it'd be interesting to see one of those roles. I do like the idea of a female Bond. I don't think that's a bad idea either.
Jamie Bond?
What I would like to see, though, and this would never happen, of course, but just even for like three movies, Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren as an older, seasoned James Bond. Like, one last job for Bond. One last job for 007. Like, Helen Mirren could do anything.
Okay, so we've got the Marvel Cinematic Universe has kind of opened up for everybody the multiverse thing here. Let's do multiverse Bond.
Ooh.
We can do all kinds of different Bonds, just one-offs, you know, just one movie kind of thing.
I like it.
Like in an alternate universe. Yeah, you could really play around with it. Hey, you know, why not?
And this is how you just set me up perfectly. That's how we get the Italian Jew Bond.
That's right.
I'd like it shaken, not stirred. Actually, you know what? If you could just put three links of ice in there, that'd be really nice. Oh, I love it. You get it right perfect. That's very good. Oh, this is too cold. This is too cold. Please, I don't want that. Or maybe I play it a little bit the other way or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
The gangster Bond. I like that.
Hey, Lockjaw, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
There you go.
Take a break right here before I go through and ruin my voice even more.
Even more in the rest of your career, you know.
We will take a break and come back. Nobody's going to let me audition after that role. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with highs around 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 56. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 75. Overcast skies 72 Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers 64. Sunday, showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this May 11th, 2023.
All right.
Again, it is National Nurses Week. A shout out to all the nurses out there. We
Absolutely.
Appreciate you so darn much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's World Ego Awareness Day. Spend some time in self-reflection and understand the role of the ego in your own life in order to make sure it doesn't come into conflict with others. Ego is one of those words that we throw around and mm-hmm. we use in different terms in different ways.
Right.
I think everybody knows people with egos, you know. I think of the person that you can always, they do it to themselves. Just listen to them talk. And they will put themselves ahead of others. They mm-hmm. will, I don't want to speak for you, Seth, but I know I've seen more egos in radio than I have in acting.
Really?
The diva mentality in radio is very palpable compared to the diva is in acting. There is certainly diva actors. I've worked with plenty of those. But I have seen a lot of big heads in radio. Then they put, and you can tell right away because they put their stuff ahead of listeners.
You know,
they try to fit a round hole into a square peg.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. And I think part of it is because it can be kind of a singular thing, you know, it's acting is much more collaborative.
Yep.
You have to kind of put your ego at bay because we've seen what happens when you don't. When you become one of those people, you get a rep and all that kind of stuff. In radio, it's like not a big deal. It's like, yeah, he's kind of a blah, 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 because, you know, he's got his own show and his ratings, blah, blah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, there's a million examples of it in radio history, mm-hmm. and a lot of them don't age well. None of them age well.
No.
I think of guys like Larry King, though. Larry King is one of those better examples to me because Larry King, you don't get where you get in life without a little bit of healthy ego. You've got to believe in your...
Right.
The hardest thing for me with acting, doing professional acting, has nothing to do with performing.
Right.
I got that all day.
Sure.
It's getting in that room and those strangers, proving to those strangers, I'm the best person for this role.
Right.
There is nobody in the world you should be considering other than me.
Mm-hmm.
Believing in myself that way.
Yeah.
Having confidence in myself. That has taken the most work. Building my confidence up and having that confidence when I walk in that room.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. I'm here. Like that kind of thing. But having that balance of, hey, you're lucky to have me. Like that's too far. That's you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you have to have a balance there.
Yeah.
In radio, you are alone a lot. And it's understandable, these ego things. I am one of the, my confidence is a house of cards that I keep together with glue and willpower. But doing this job alone for quite a while, for a couple of years and everything, you come in, Melissa comes in. I'm still having a difficult time, like, remembering that. And leaning on you guys and stuff.
It was a long
There's
time.
A little ego in that.
Sure.
It doesn't, it's not your traditional ego, but it's still ego. Like, understanding this stuff, there's no pointing fingers here. I'm not saying that this is something like we need to shame people or anything like that.
No.
I genuinely think a lot of people don't even realize they do it.
I think you're right. I think 100% you're right.
And understanding the balance of that. Like, yeah, you got to believe in yourself. You are your biggest, you should be your biggest fan. Instead, right, we're our own worst enemy. Let's flip that.
Yeah.
Let's remember who's in charge here when it comes right to our brain. Yeah. We are. and flip that and believe in yourself.
Talk to your brain like Homer does. Yeah.
Yes. just have a balance there. You
just be balanced with it.
Just remember, you know, life, in more times than not in life, it ain't about you.
Yeah.
There's a bigger picture.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't, National Twilight Zone Day. Nice. Enter another dimension. Wait a minute. Enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. Binge some of the Rod Sterling's mind-bending episodes of The Twilight Zone.
One of my favorite all-time shows. Still holds up. If you have not watched a classic episode of Twilight Zone recently, do yourself a favor and do it. I mean, it's from the late 50s, early 60s. So, you know, there's going to be some differences. But, man, some of the morals of it, I guess, you know, the moral of the story is, still holds up really well today. Surprisingly well today.
It's it's one of those interesting things, too,
yep,
when it comes to this, that it there's certain things that stay with you.
Yep. Like the theme song?
Yes.
Everyone knows what this is.
Yeah, yeah. It's right there.
To another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land
mind.
Whose boundaries
mind.
Are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Rod Sterling is so good.
Well, he had such a weird way of talking,
yes,
you know, but yeah. I loved it. He was so perfect for the show.
I can't imagine how he got that job. Because it's not, he's not a typical narrator. He's not a
no, not at
like
all.
Like you were just saying, this is the way he speaks patterns and stuff. Perfect, though.
He was perfect, yeah.
Jordan Peele brought it back and did the narration and a lot mm-hmm. of those things. He did a great job.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing like the classic.
No.
And I think there's a cool thing there, too, where everybody's got like a favorite Twilight episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Time
Enough at Last is one of my favorites with Burgess Meredith. Oh, yeah. That is one of my all-time favorites.
So many good ones.
Yes.
I remember as a kid really enjoying the Gremlin episode with the Gremlin on the plane.
Terror at 20,000 feet, yep.
And he's the only one that can tell and see it and everything.
William Shatner does a very good job with that one.
I feel like one of the scarier things to me in life, because I grew up around so much violence,
right,
that I got numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it for me is more psychological stuff.
Gotcha.
The idea of you're the only person that knows the truth and nobody in the world believes you, like, or nobody in the plane or whatever, like that
yes.
kind of stuff seems like the scariest stuff in the world to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, crazy serial killer with an axe or whatever. It's like, you know,
yep.
I've seen it.
But, yeah, exactly.
But the other, that psychological stuff to me is much not only harder to do mm-hmm. horror wise or suspense wise, really. Twilight Zone's more suspense than horror.
For sure, yes.
And I find that more intriguing. Horror, I mean, anybody can do a jump scare. Anybody mm-hmm. can make a bunch of blood and gore and all that. And I'm not saying there isn't an art to horror. Just overall, that's what it can be.
Yeah.
Suspense, that's Hitchcock.
That's tough. Yeah. That's hard to do, to do that very well. The one last comment on that. There's one episode I think everyone should continue to watch to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street. Because of what it has to say about friends, neighbors,
yes.
and that kind of thing about paranoia. It still holds up really well today.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Plus Claude Akins is in it. I love Claude Akins.
I was going to ask actually, is it Claude Akins? Because I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is National Technology Day. From smartphones to social media, technology has transformed the way we live and communicate. With new innovations emerging every day, it's exciting to see how tech will shape our future.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about this ad nauseum already. Mm-hmm. We are all guinea pigs right now.
Basically,
we are guinea pigs
yes.
with the internet. We are guinea pigs with technology. We are figuring this out. And then, you know, 20, 30 years from now, they're going to look back and say, can you believe they did this with the internet and things like that? There needs to be some grace with that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give each other grace with that, some understanding with it. We need to look out for each other.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scumbags out there. There's a lot of people that try to take advantage of this.
You know it.
So the more attention we bring to scams or to people, you know, trying to use the internet and, you know, uncool purposes and everything.
Yeah.
You know, letting your authorities know and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to.
Yep.
It's also too important, I think, to be able to balance this. Technology is amazing. It's so darn cool. I started in this business doing reel-to-reel. Now we're digital, baby.
We just pull up any song you want, anytime.
We got people in Sweden listening to us,
yeah,
like on the internet and everything. Like, yeah. It's amazing. With Civic Media now, of course, we are not only we're AM/FM, but we're streaming 24/7 at civicmedia.us.
Yep.
There is a app you can download to take with you everywhere, the Civic Media app. You can find it anywhere you get apps. It's pretty darn cool.
That's amazing, yeah.
We're able to reach people and reach our audience in a better way.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how long I was doing this, and that AM signal would not come in Grand Rapids.
And
I would hear from at least once a week, I would hear from somebody, couldn't get you in today, couldn't listen, you know, something like that. Now you have no excuse. I take it personal now when you don't listen. I'm just kidding.
Why aren't you listening?
But, you know, you really have no, you have no, there's so many opportunities, not just us, obviously, but so many different ways to take things in.
Absolutely.
You want to binge a show, you got it on your phone. The ability to be able to keep in contact with each other. How many people have been lost and they've been found because of their phone?
Because
they track their
GPS,
phone or
exactly.
something like that.
Yeah.
GPS in general.
Yeah, amazing.
When's the last time anybody's been lost? Really? Like, we don't get lost anymore.
Not really.
If you do, it's you or sometimes the app didn't update. Because that's the other part of
Or you forgot your phone, yeah.
When we say grace with each other in technology, we also have to give a little grace to technology. I come back to something my papa always said when he brought in when my sister and I were living with my nana papa, and he brought in the first PC I'd ever seen. This big conglomerate, big machine and everything, and he's messing around on it. And I was afraid to touch it because it was so expensive. I didn't want to break, I didn't want to ruin it or anything. He's like, Jimmy, it's as smart as you are. The computer is only as smart as the operator.
Yep.
I still come back to that. Those early PCs, it's no different now. It's your phone, your tablet, whatever it is.
You are the person who's running it still. So, relax, everyone.
Yeah.
The AI is not taking over yet.
Yeah.
So just calm down a little bit.
AI is not taking over. Period. Okay. If I'm wrong, go ahead and rub this in my face, everybody. But
in 100 years when you're dead, yeah.
Do you really think human beings were that incapable of fighting machines? What do you think these machines are going to do? Start just making Terminators overnight? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm sure at some point we could pull the plug. I mean, seriously.
James, I wish I could do a good Hal.
Oh, you're Hal? Yeah, Hal 9000? Yeah.
James, I think you have a James, what are you doing with the plug? James, don't do that. Unplug. Unplug. End of AI.
There you
end
go.
End of AI.
Ha-ha-ha.
I unplugged you.
You
unplugged.
Need power.
There you go, Hal. What are you going to do now? Go ahead and plug yourself in, AI. I am not worried about AI taking over.
Zombies, yes.
Sure.
AI, no.
I actually, you know what? I think it's more likely zombies happen than AI takes over.
I think you're right.
It is National Eat What You Want Day.
All right.
Drop your rules and restrictions around eating and just enjoy life a little by eating what you want on this healthy and body image conscious day. First think of with this is people with allergies, and I really feel for them because a day is not going to take care of that for you.
Right.
I know there are medications and different things you can take, but I would say that maybe you can't do that, but maybe you can cheat on your diet today or something like that.
Just have a little fun. Have a little fun with it.
Something that I'm trying to learn more and more, and I'm very ashamed of this because I come from such a strong eating culture and a strong Italian family and all this. Food is meant to be enjoyed.
It is.
I have treated fuel like gasoline my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I eat to keep moving.
Right.
And I enjoy food. I like food. I just don't put enough time into it. I'm trying to get better about that. I'm trying to enjoy my food, take my time with my food. My nan and pop used to call me a vacuum. Zoom everything.
It's gone, up. Yeah.
Trying to do a little more of that. Today is a great day to embrace that.
Yeah.
And have some fun with it. And this reminds, or use this as a reminder to the audience, get ready to call 424-2600. We're going to go to Melissa's news now. When we come back from that, I want to hear from you all. What's a food you would eat if you could get away with it today?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's an allergy you have, or it's just, you know, you're on a diet, or, you know, it's something you haven't eaten in years because you know it's not good for you.
Right.
I want to hear from you guys. 424-2600 when we come back from break. Let us know what's a food you can eat because it's National Eat What You Want Day.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, it is getting a little hungry around here. We haven't even gotten to Misty's menu yet.
I know.
We'll come back after Melissa's news, have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The city of Wisconsin Rapids welcomes a new chief of police. Daniel J. Hostens was chosen from a strong slate of candidates. Hostens comes to Rapids after 26 years serving the Galesburg, Illinois Police Department. He worked his way up the ranks to become deputy chief of police in 2022. He graduated from the FBI National Academy in March of 2023. The commissioners believe Mr. Hostens is the right person for the position of police chief at this time and look forward to working with him. The 22-year-old woman missing from Polk County has been found. Krista Marie Elizabeth Welch was reported missing on Tuesday night. She had not been seen since May 7th. The Polk County Sheriff's Office announced Krista Marie was found Wednesday afternoon. Wisconsin just got a little tougher on reckless drivers and carjackers. Civic Media's news director Terry Bell reports.
The first penalty for reckless driving in Wisconsin is now as high as $400. That's double the previous maximum. Second offenses and beyond now go up to as high as $1,000. People convicted of reckless driving also face a new surcharge. The other new law signed by Governor Evers Wednesday raises the highest prison term for carjacking to 60 years. The bills are in response to a spike in carjacking and reckless driving in some of Wisconsin's largest cities. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Efforts to make Wisconsin's parole system more transparent are moving ahead. Karen Kannenberg testified in favor of reforms at a state Senate committee hearing on Wednesday. She says her family only got 3 days' notice that her sister's killer was getting out of prison earlier last year.
Who'd think that this man, after his 80-year sentence, is being released after only serving 24? If we would have known that, we would have gone day one to the parole hearings.
Her sister was Joanna Balsewicz. Her husband stabbed her to death in 1997. The Republican bill aims to give crime victims new and enhanced rights. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Celebrate Mom this Mother's Day, May 14th at the Elks Club on West Jackson Street with a delectable breakfast spread presented by Two Hearts Wedding and Event Catering. Mom will enjoy a delightful Belgian waffle station, Nooski spiral ham, biscuits and gravy, eggs Florentine, and more, plus mimosas and Bloody Marys. It's only $17 per person. Seniors over 65, 14, kids under 10, 13, 50, and kids under 5 are free. Call now for reservations, 715-712-1002. That's 715-712-1002.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with highs around 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 56. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 75. Overcast skies 72 Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers 64. Sunday, showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope your Thursday's treating you good. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. I have a rule that if you're going to name your band something, you can't have your first single be the name of your band. You can't call yourself Big Country and then have your first single be in a big
country.
Sorry. It's too much. It's not a bad song.
It's not a bad song. I like it.
In the 80s, I didn't like it that much. As an adult, I seem to not mind it. Yeah, it's not a bad song.
It's out hindsight, you know, after you don't have to hear it five times every day. Yeah.
That's another one we could do callers on sometime. You know, songs that when you were younger, you were burnt out from, but now you hear
it. Now you kind of like it. Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Freebird is one of those.
Really?
Working in classic rock as long as I did, I got burnt out of Freebird and a lot of those bigger songs. You know, there's a couple of Zeppelin and Floyd songs like that. I'm removed enough now. I heard I was just flipping through the radio and Freebird was on or whatever. I'm like, man, I haven't heard the ending of that in a long time. It's just one of the greatest endings of any song ever. Like, you don't even have to like rock and roll to listen to the last couple of minutes of Freebird and be like, oh my god, like the layers, the guitar solo, that's some actual musicians putting in some work right there. I got burnt out of that because I played it every day for a while.
I can understand that
anymore.
Yeah.
424-2600. Why am I telling you the phone number that most of you already know? Because we want you to call up 424-2600. It is National Eat What You Want Day. Seth and I are wondering if you could eat anything you wanted with no consequences, no accountability, what would you eat? Let's take a look at this poll that they had some fun with. Someone matched up different foods and had people vote for one or the other. Over 50,000 people weighed in, and we have the 10 choices here.
Weighed in.
So let's go ahead and go through this list. But as we're going through this, we will take calls. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the
just
conversation.
Just shout out what you want to eat. We can just go with that. You don't even have to. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, doesn't have to be anything too heavy.
Description, no.
So sandwich or burger? 60% said burger.
Okay. I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm all about burgers, man.
Yeah. I good sandwich. Nothing wrong with a good sandwich, but yes, absolutely.
I don't know what it is either. It's not like it's anything special. It's just ground beef, you know, fried on a thing. But I think it's the versatility. You can just put anything on a burger. I mean, you just build it up however exactly you want it and then just go to town.
For me, there's everything you were saying there. Mm-hmm. I think I'm realizing right now it's a comfort food for me.
Yeah.
I remember my dad like having this little grill, like grilling in the projects, like let alone now out here in Wisconsin and everything.
Wow.
And doing that. But it was a big deal if he did that, obviously. Yeah. And even now, he makes burgers. It's still my favorite burger in the world. Anytime my dad makes a burger, I'm right there. Like, nice. All right, line me up, man. I think there's a little of that to it, too. I wonder how much of our food that we enjoy and that we love comes down to taste and comes down to that. Whether it's nostalgia or just it's a comfortable food or it's easy to eat, that's another one where it's, you know, convenient.
I think that's totally true because one of the things I was thinking of during the break about, wow, what foods would I like? There was a certain kind of cookie that my mom would make. Still to this day, my favorite cookie was like a no-bake oatmeal chocolate blob. It wasn't the nicest looking thing, but man, they were so good.
Yeah.
And I think if that's something today, I would love to have one of those today. Yeah. Oh, it'd be great. But I think you're right. Yeah, that has to do with, you know, what you grew up with and that sort of thing. So, yeah, totally.
I don't know if I've shared this before. You know, we grew up in the Italian family. We have pasta, real pasta. My nana makes her own marinara.
Yes.
There were times we made our own noodles, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom makes spaghetti, too. But she makes the meat. She puts meat in the sauce.
Yes.
Now, growing up, my sister, brother, and I used to call that Jewish spaghetti. Because we genuinely thought that that's just how Jews made spaghetti. That's just what they did. It was completely different than what my nana did. And
everything. Right, right.
Not the case.
Not to burst your bubble. That's also how I had it as a kid. Put the meat in the sauce.
Found that out probably like 15, 16. Probably, you know, I was like
to someone else's house. Yeah. Oh, you do it here too.
Oh, you guys. Okay. Oh, wow. Wow. All right.
How'd you know? About
you guys
that?
Are Jewish. You guys, oh, you're not. You're not. Okay. Pizza or French fries? That's not fair. That ain't fair.
Oh, man.
I'm actually a little angry. I don't want to have to decide. Don't make me decide between those two.
That would be a good one if you're going to call up right now to tell it which one. That's a hard one, man.
That's a tough one.
I mean, especially because, you know, burgers and sandwiches, that was pretty easy. But, I mean, what are two more American things than fries and pizza?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And I don't want to combine them. I don't like that.
That would sound weird. Yeah.
I'll choose French fries.
Although
I'll take French fries.
Although, since I mean personally, I don't like ketchup with my French fries.
Yeah, yeah.
But the tomato, I think you could make it work.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going with it. Yeah.
You'd have to do something different with the crust though. That'd be kind of weird. You'd have to figure out a way to do it. But yeah.
Oh yeah. See, now I like pizza, but my favorite part is the crust. And as soon as you said crust, because I said French fries, and now I'm immediately second guessing my guess.
It's a tough question, man.
It's not fair.
We ask the hard questions here.
It's what we do around here.
The morning show.
We thought it would be close. 63% said pizza. I thought it'd be a lot closer.
Yeah. That's interesting. Wow.
Pepperoni pizza or plain cheese?
Oh, that for me, there's no. That's pepperoni all the
pepperoni
way.
Pepperoni every day.
And pepperoni's not my favorite, but. That's the other great thing about pizza. Toppings. Whatever you weird things you want. I have a friend. Favorite pizza? Black olives and pineapple.
Man.
I used to make fun of her, and then I tried. It's actually not bad.
It's not bad.
And I don't even like black olives.
I don't mind pineapple on pizza. Yep. I don't love it, but I don't mind it. I do think that those are the smartest pizza eaters.
No.
Nobody wants their pizza. It's all for them. They get it all. I have a friend who would say that they're not married anymore, but their significant other and them, she would eat all of his pizza. So he would get like olives on one side, but then he'd just like pick them off. And eat the pizza. And so she finally realized this and everything and just started doing the same thing and taking his pizza. Like, but that's an idea as far as
there you go. There you go.
It does that. I'm not a big toppings guy. Pepperoni is what I like.
Right.
I am the kid that growing up, I would take slices of pepperoni and put them in between bread and eat it. I love pepperoni.
That's good. I'm actually more of an Italian sausage guy. I like sausage better. Yeah,
good stuff.
And I just like, actually, I like Italian sausage in general.
So
just
good
stuff, man.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Waffles or pancakes? Again, not fair. I'm sorry. Pepperoni pizza and plain cheese. Yeah. There was a 50-50 tie with that.
Really?
And there's a 50-50 tie with waffles and pancakes.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something else you can't really. I mean, you could combine them in the sense you have like a waffle and then a pancake, one on top of the other.
Yeah.
But that's not really interesting. You're just having them together. Yeah. But
although. Now that you say it,
let's come up with something.
I'm doing
new
this weekend. No, I'm not even waiting. I'm doing it this weekend. That's the other thing. I don't have a lot of time to eat. So like on the weekends is when I have a little more free time and everything. I can actually experiment and try some stuff. And I am definitely doing that this weekend.
Yeah. Personally, though, I think I'm going to have to go with pancakes.
Yeah.
I'm more pancakes than waffles. Yeah.
I am definitely a waffle guy. I like pancakes a lot.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose, easily waffles. So that's interesting. And a 50-50 tie again with the average. Cake or cupcakes? 53% said cake. I'm very curious about you on this one, Seth, especially given it should probably be cake or pie.
That one might be coming up. To me, there's not much difference, though. I mean, they're basically the same thing. One is just a little self-contained one, and one is a slice. Other than that, but if I had to choose, I actually like the cupcake. To me, it's more satisfying and you can eat it with your fingers. You can't necessarily do that with a slice of cake. So
I do like that part
that you can just kind of cram it in your mouth. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love cake. I'm with you about the convenience of the cupcake.
Yep.
And I do like these. We got to get one of these crazy cupcake shops or donut shops around.
Yeah.
Here. I think they got them all over the place in bigger cities and stuff. I want one here in town.
That would be awesome.
You'll definitely stay in business. I mean,
I think so.
Between our studio alone, you will stay in business. I like those. Tacos or hot dogs?
Oh, there's no.
That's not fair.
That there's no.
That's not
no.
fair to hot dogs.
No.
But, I mean, hot dogs are okay and all that. I'm a Vienna hot dog guy. It's got to be Vienna a beef hot dog, you know? But again, I'm a Chicagoan. So,
it's big in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. But tacos are one of the greatest things ever invented.
You're right. That's not fair to hot dogs.
That's comparing the, you know, cell phone to the pet rock.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, it's not fair to the pet rock. It's not.
Now, in a certain situation, I will take the hot dog. If you're at a ball game,
yes,
that would be kind of weird. I mean, I know they have taco places now at stadiums, but I'm sorry, if you're at a baseball game, you gotta have a hot dog, man.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Like, pile it with whatever you want on there, but come on.
I'm not sure you can leave the stadium until you've had a hot dog. I'm pretty sure you have to stay until you have one. And you gotta go to a brewer game. Yeah, they got the secret sauce. They got some of the best food there.
Yes, they do.
I love that about the ballpark. I just don't know what they call it now, so I can't say that. I want to say Miller Field. That's all I want to say.
Bam Miller Park Stadium.
County Miller something. Apples or oranges? Yeah, that's actually a funny question.
Comparing apples to oranges?
Yeah, we are comparing apples and oranges. 65% chose apples.
Really?
I love citrusy things. Mm-hmm. I'm a big citrus guy, but I love apples. Love apples.
It's got to be
green, red, doesn't matter.
I think it's a convenience thing.
You
got to peel the orange. Apples you can just grab and start, you know, chomping down.
That's a good one.
But with an orange, you got to actually peel it. So maybe that has something to do with it. Convenience.
424-2600. We're still waiting to see if any of you guys want to chime in. Let us know. Is there a food that you would eat that you had no accountability for? You can eat it and there's no anything that's going to happen. You're not going to gain weight. If you're allergic to it, you're not going to get break out in hives or anything like that.
We know you eat.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's a universal topic.
I got two more for you.
All right.
Ice cream or popsicles?
I have found in my older years, I can't handle cold stuff in my mouth so much anymore.
I hear you. Yeah.
So I'm not big on ice cream. I used to love, when I was a kid, I was ice cream like
ice
crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
But nowadays, it's very rare because I just don't like, for whatever reason, my mouth getting cold. I feel so old.
I hear you. Like I'm with you, man. You ain't alone on this one. I'm with you. I love ice cream, but I just don't eat it much anymore. If I'm going to have one of the, I'm having ice cream. Like, popsicles are okay, but I don't think I've had a popsicle since I was a kid. If I'm going to eat something cold, because I don't normally eat cold things.
Right.
I don't eat a lot of soup. If I'm sick or it's the dead of winter,
It's a warming, thing. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just not a big, especially a cold soup guy. Definitely not a cold soup guy.
Not like, a gazpacho guy?
Gazpacho or whatever. No. I don't understand how that's still a thing. It doesn't make sense to me, but to each their own.
Blame your countrymen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. 87% would go with ice cream. So that's probably the biggest number I've seen.
Not a surprise either. Yeah. Not a surprise at all.
A lot of people like an ice cream over popsicles. Mm-hmm. And then one more, again, 424-2600. Do you want to chime in? This is your last opportunity. Otherwise, we will have another topic to talk about later.
Yep.
Ice cream, vanilla ice cream or chocolate? That is a great debate.
Personally, because of you're not always so sure about how the chocolate is. You know, sometimes it's more bitter, more sweet. I go with the vanilla. Because I think you get a better idea of what you're going to get.
As they say here, don't underestimate the draw of vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. 53% said vanilla, 47% said chocolate.
Yeah, makes sense.
You're all insane. No, I'm joking. I chocolate 1,000 times over. But I am actually borderline shocked by that.
Really?
I would have thought for sure chocolate would be over there. I think a lot of what you were saying before, too, though, about the combining of things. You were talking about it with pizza, but I immediately think, well, vanilla tends to be the glue for ice cream.
Yeah, the sundae. If you're making a sundae, you can make it with chocolate, but more often than not, because you can add, like, chocolate sauce to vanilla,
right.
And it has a nice combination flavor, chocolate with vanilla, you know. So, or, you know, even if you're doing something like a banana split, you know, it's usually vanilla with all the different, you know, strawberry, pineapple topping and the banana and stuff. So I think it's more versatile.
The first time I went to a DQ and I love blizzards I'm the cookie dough and Oreo kind of a blizzard guy.
Sure.
But then I'm like, I was thinking about it and like, can I get chocolate instead of vanilla ice cream? I'm like, oh, sure. Why not? And that wasn't a big deal to them. But to me, the skies opened up. Angels
Hallelujah
started singing.
Yeah,
happy day. And I have never gone back. I've never gone back since.
Why would you, man? Why would
you? It's a chocolate.
Takes one, kid.
Yeah. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
Happy Mother's Day from WFHR and Village Gardens. Celebrate with us by tuning in to the morning show on Friday, May 12th for your chance to win a beautiful flower basket and a $25 gift card from Village Gardens. Make it the best day ever for the best mom ever from your friends at WFHR.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 81. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 56. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, 75. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday and Sunday, 72. Saturday, 63. Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show. Seth and James here with you. Thank you for joining us on this Friday Eve. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah.
We got some good stuff to get to the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, CBS News will come in and catch up on all your world news. After that, we will have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Talk with Paul and the gang. Get you a little bit of a heads up on what Mother Nature is up to.
Mm-hmm.
And after we're done with all of that, we are going to get into the smartest villains in movie history.
All right.
All right. We're going to move this up a little bit. We'll do it a little in the beginning of the hour.
Okay.
And we'll be taking calls on that because we want you to call in and let us know who your favorite villain is of all time. Just a great villain. It doesn't have to be your favorite, but one that stands out, one that you remember.
One that kind of makes you, this is a real villain.
I think that'll be fun, as my contact just went loose.
Oh, no.
That's great. That's wonderful.
He's blind in one eye.
Yep, pretty much. It's all blurry on one
depth
side.
Perception
right? This is
going to
be a very interesting last couple of
keep hitting the microphone.
I think we're off the air. Boy, I gotta tell you, now I can use my real voice. Feel so much better to talk like this. Before we go to the top of the hour, I want to get to this. A possible meteorite crashes into a New Jersey home with no injuries.
Wow.
We don't usually do That Ain't Right stories this early. But, I mean, a metallic object comes flying into your house. What do you do?
What do you do?
Again, nobody was hurt. So, thankfully that. This object comes flying into the house, punched through a hole in the roof of a central New Jersey home, smashing into a hardwood floor and bouncing around the bedroom.
Oh, dear.
The family who owns the home discovered the black potato-sized rock in a corner still warm.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nobody was hurt, and there was no serious damage to the residents. Police in the Hopewell Township, north of the state capital in Trenton, say that it measures about 4 by 6 inches.
Okay.
So to just give you an example of what this is.
Yeah.
So this happens to you in your home. There are very, very, very few situations in life where I'm like, I don't know what I do. Like my brain, the way it works, like immediately problem solving, immediately where are the exits, where are the weapons, whatever. Something like this, I generally like, I got nothing. I don't know. I mean, do I use it as a paperweight? Who do I call? Like, NASA? Does anybody know the number for NASA? Does NASA have an emergency line? is.
Well, I know what we would do. What we would do around here. Who we would call? We'd probably call Stevens Point University, Wisconsin Stevens Point, because they got such a great astronomy program there. They got great professors. They could call them over, and they come over and give you a not only to help you, quote unquote, help you with your problem, but they could also tell you if it is actually a meteorite or not. So that would be fun. That part would be. The other part wouldn't be.
But I can't imagine how freaked out you'd be.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Jeez. Most people have had that situation, whether it's a crazy thing or it's an interest or a fun thing. Mm-hmm. Say you make some, you're shooting a paper towel or something into a basket, and you make this crazy shot and nobody sees it. You know, we've all been there with that.
Sure.
We've also all slipped on the ice, fallen like horribly, and then look around right away to see if anybody saw us. So we know what we're like in these situations. You have a good idea of what you're like in these. You have no idea what you're like in this situation, though.
No.
If a meteorite fell through your house, you don't know how you would react.
Yeah, it just the stun, you know, first of all, there's a crash. There's your house is damaged. There's something laying on the floor that wasn't there that should not be there.
Yeah.
And you're like, just like looking at it like, what?
New pet rock?
Yeah.
New pet rock. Pet rock.
Mine's cooler than yours. Mine came from space.
I'd also be weary of touching it. Like,
especially if it's like a little smoldering or something like that.
Yeah, like, I don't know about that.
Hope it doesn't start my house on fire.
You're trying to, like, go about your day while just, like, you can't stop thinking about, like, the meteorite in your house. Yeah.
Give me some oven mitts. Give me some oven mitts.
Hoozle's Rise to Music is back. We have our second annual going on right now. Mm-hmm. It is open for registration. Musicians, get in there, get registered.
Because they're wrapping this up, everybody. The registration is wrapping up. Thursday, June 8th is the first day that we're going to be doing this. Second annual Hoozle's Rise to Music. Go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com or the Facebook page for Hoozle's Rise to Music. And go to either one of those, and you can get signed up at either one of those places. We've been talking about this a lot. Just want to highlight, this is such a cool thing. That everyone we've talked to from last year talks about not only what a great experience it was, but how they hooked up with some of their colleagues, some of their peers, and are working on projects together, which I think is the coolest.
Yes.
That is so awesome. Musicians collaborating with musicians, like we like to say, artists to help